This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day. Remember, you can email the show and should love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, because Friday cometh, and that right soon. You can email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I still don't trust this IRS whistleblower, and I know that makes me a horrible cynic, and he's probably just a wonderful person, but I don't trust him at all. And I don't trust him because it seems like so much of the system is lining itself up against Joe Biden. And let's keep in mind that all these forces right now that are lining up against Joe Biden, these are the same forces that have been running a protection racket for Joe Biden for the longest time. So now all of a sudden they're keeping him in check? Listen.
President Biden, how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No.
He wasn't involved. No. They even asked him about a shakedown. These are the same reporters. Just let's remember this. These are the exact same reporters who said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They ran a protection racket for Joe Biden before the election so he can win. Those same reporters are now attacking him. So I think about that. I think about how much they've all been making out with Gavin Newsom across the various news outlets out there. Even quote, conservative news outlets are having on Gavin Newsom so he can make his pitch for president. And then I come to this IRS whistleblower, and I need to clarify that what I'm saying right now is a theory, just a theory. Maybe Mr. Gary Shapley is a wonderful patriot who's just trying to do the right thing for his country. But Gary Shapley is the IRS whistleblower. He's now sitting down with CBS. This is a little long, but I'm going to play it. And again, I need to stress this. Maybe Gary Shapley is just a patriot out there trying to do the right thing. But I don't know about that.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. Attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. Attorney General...
Sorry to interrupt the program, but Chris has actually brought up a fairly good point on the show. Although I don't know that I'm the one to ask. Chris was asking about the sex club memberships. And he said it to the effect of, they have memberships? Well, one, do you think I'm a member of any of these, Chris? Do you think this is something that I would... Does this sound like a world that I would be familiar with? I'm sorry, I don't know about the membership policy. Although I have to say, now that you brought it up, I'm glad they have memberships. And you know what? No, listen to me. I'm not sure everything that goes on inside of a, quote, sex club, nor do I want to know, nor are we going to discuss it here on the show. I think I have a pretty good idea of some things that go on in there, but I don't want to know, right? Don't tell me. If you do know, maybe you remember. Please don't email me and let me know. I am not interested. I'm not even a little bit interested. No, Chris, we don't want those emails. What's wrong with you? Anyway, however, I like to try to put myself in other people's shoes. When I'm driving to work and I see a homeless person living under an underpass, I like to try to mentally put myself in that person's shoes, or no shoes, I guess, maybe his socks. And I like to imagine what that person goes through in a given day. And some things that I would do, some precautions I would take, some things I would do to cool off, it's hot down here. I think if I was ever going to be a member of a sex club, which I don't think the chances of that are very strong, I would want some sort of a membership process for everyone else who got in. Is that out of line? I don't think that's out of line. Tell me there's some sort of a screening process of some kind. Maybe a couple background questions here or something. So the more I think about it, the more I'm on board with the membership.
Eric Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Shapley provided lawmakers this contemporaneous email he wrote after an October meeting last year. Shapley says Weiss told him the opposite.
Do you think they do medical checks for the membership cards? No, they have to, right? That has to be part of the membership card. But again, this is such a rich person thing. Are rich people gonna go get a blood check or something like that? I don't think they are. And no, listen, even if you pass a membership physical, we'll call it a physical. Okay, we'll call it a physical. Who's to say you don't just leave the club and then go do other inappropriate and dangerous things and then bring those things back in? What, Chris? So you think they do a physical every time you come in? That would probably be a little intrusive. What, Michael? Your school does that? I think these would be a little different than the school ones, Michael. I think that maybe these would consist of some things that the school nurse did not do, unless your school nurse was much nicer than mine. I'll tell you that. Okay, I guess I can see that if the schools are doing it too. Okay, all right. Anyway, we'll let him go
that
on.
That Weiss is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed.
What do you think the membership costs, if you had to guess? Well, let's talk about this. What do we think a membership would cost to a rich person's sex club? Are we talking $100 a month? Are we talking $1,000 a month? What, Michael? Hunter's was $75,000 for how long? For how often? A year? Is that annual? Oh, that's not bad for a rich person. I think $75,000 is doable. That's a good point, Chris. You have to price out the riffraff. That's a good point. I would think that a bank might give you some guff about a personal loan if that's what it was for. But still, $75,000, I can understand that for sure.
Shapley, who is still working for the IRS, told us that even before President Biden took office...
How often do you think they clean the club? Let's be honest. It's going to smell. You say nightly. Okay, what are we talking about for cleaning here? Are they mopping the floors? Are they wiping down the doorknobs? Anyone can run some pledge over something like that. I would demand a deep clean. If he was
directed to avoid leads involving Hunter's father.
There were certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
Do you think they serve food? They probably serve food. The question is, would you eat the food? Because that seems a little ugh. Well, I know you wouldn't go, Chris. I wouldn't go either. We're putting ourselves in the minds of sick, rich freaks like Hunter Biden. Would you eat the food? Well, Hunter definitely eats the food. Hunter would eat the food off the floor. I think we all know that, off the bathroom floor. But, I take that back about eating the food. You say you wouldn't, or you say you shouldn't eat the food. If Michael's right and it costs $75,000 a year per person for the club, think of the quality of chef you can bring in. And think how many chefs would apply. Probably tons of them. That you probably have some high-end chefs, some high-end ingredients. It might be one of the finest meals you've ever eaten.
And you weren't allowed to take. That's correct.
That is a good point about the environment, though, Chris. Maybe the environment would be a bad idea. Anyway, we should probably play that clip again because I realize I interrupted a couple times. But I can't get this off my mind that this is a thing that people do. It's that. Look, we can discuss this club, and I will play that clip in its entirety without interrupting in a second. Or we can discuss this boy who got his lemonade stand robbed. And a lot of people are going to defend this kid. And I understand that because he's adorable and he's 8 years old. And I obviously feel bad for him. But maybe there's a valuable lesson in this. Lemonade sucks. No one ever drinks it anymore. No, it's average. It's average is what it is. I've discovered now that I live down here in the heat that no, it's pure sugar, Chris. It only dehydrates you more. You know what? It's a public health service that got that kid robbed. All right, I'm glad more people aren't getting dehydrated with this lemonade. All right, we will talk. We'll play that clip in its entirety and then talk about COVID fraud and do emails and midget wrestling and all that still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, do the MyPillow all-season slippers, do they come in midget sizes? I don't know. All I know is they have a four-layer design that's the most comfortable freaking slipper in the history of mankind. And this is most important for me, especially because on days like today, which are garbage day, they're indoor-outdoor slippers. So I don't have to drop them off. I don't have to take them off when I go take the trash out, when I go bring the trash in, or do other various white suburbia things. Go to MyPillow.com because they're $25 right now. It's a closeout sale. $25. MyPillow.com. Click on that little radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse to get the greatest slippers ever for $25. Your back doesn't even hurt. You can wear them all day on hard floors. Your back doesn't even hurt. Your knees don't hurt. They're freaking wonderful. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and rest easy. We are still going to get to midget wrestling and COVID fraud, but I owe you that entire long clip with the whistleblower. I owe it without interruption. On my life, I will not interrupt it this time. I'm going to let you hear the whole thing. And I realize it looks bad for the Bidens. And that's why I don't trust it, because the system would never allow something like this to make it to air that looked bad for the Bidens unless this was on the behest. What a great word. Of the system.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. Attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I'd say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Shapley provided lawmakers this contemporaneous email he wrote after an October meeting last year. Shapley says Weiss told him the opposite, that Weiss is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed. Shapley, who is still working for the IRS, told us that even before President Biden took office, he was directed to avoid leads involving Hunter's father.
There were certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you weren't allowed to take.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that obviously looks bad for the Bidens, and it was aired by CBS. I'm not going to spend any longer on it. I just want to point out that, yeah, that looks really bad, and that they're airing it makes me suspicious. And I want to do, before I play this newest one, from David Spade and Dana Carvey. I want to walk back down memory lane with Dr. Fauci. This is him in 2021.
It's absolutely the case, and that's the reason why we say when you get vaccinated, you not only protect your own health, that of the family, but also you contribute to the community health by preventing the spread of the virus throughout the community. In other words, you become a dead end to the virus. And when there are a lot of
maybe you're sitting there wondering why that's so quiet. I just want you to know, from me and the whole Jesse Kelly Show team, we don't know either.
Dead ends around. The virus is not going to go anywhere. And that's when you get a point that you...
Okay, well, that's Fauci lying about the vaccine, saying if you just get your 9,000 boosters, you'll be safe. And I have to say, I saw this little clip today from comedians David Spade and Dana Carvey. And man, the truth of all this, golly.
I miss COVID.
I know. Dude, you know what I knew? There was trouble when anyone that came to our country didn't have to get a vaccine. And I go, if you're telling me I can't go to work, but everyone coming in doesn't have to get one, I go.
Well, once we found out, when Fauci said, okay, I'm sorry, but if you've had two boosters and two vaccines, you can get and give COVID to another guy who's had five vaccines and four boosters. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a vaccine and a booster? I don't know. Just more vaccine, but booster sounds better. Anyway, a guy with 25 vaccines would get and give COVID to another guy with 25 vaccines. That's why I'm introducing the daily COVID shot. Every day you get a shot. By the time you get to your car, you got no immunity, but it's a beautiful 39 seconds.
Yeah. U.S. lost, according to the Office of the Inspector General, the U.S. lost over $200 billion in COVID fraud and waste. Huh. No way. You mean passing multiple trillion-dollar bills under Republicans and Democrats? Trillion-dollar handout bills to individuals and businesses, that ended up being just completely full of waste, fraud, and abuse. That ended up being a huge financial boondoggle. Oh, man, if only someone had seen that coming, I got to tell you. You know what else is a financial boondoggle? Paying Verizon for cell phone coverage every single month. I remember when I had Verizon, and I remember how staggered I was by my bill every single month. And did you know that just for just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more data plus a mobile hotspot? Unlimited talk and text with Pure Talk. And it's with a company that shares your values. They don't hate you. They don't dump on you. They're not participating in Pride Month. They're out there sharing your values with US-based customer service, same great 5G network for a fraction of the cost. And all you have to do to switch is pick up your cell phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's it. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Let's get to some emails. Dear Shogun, what are your thoughts on little person wrestling? And to be clear, I'm not talking about Italians. That's not very nice. I have actually attended midget wrestling and midget kickboxing. Both were amazing. One, midget wrestling. My mentor, Michael Berry, he used to have a big honky-tonk bar down here called the Redneck Country Club. It's gone now. But he hosted the Mexican wrestlers. What are they called? Luchadors? Luchadors. He hosted the Mexican luchadors. And they not only had midgets who would come out and wrestle, the midgets would pose with us afterwards for pictures. So the wife and I, of course, had to go get pictures with the midgets. That was awesome. Yeah, Chris, it was awesome. They were all big and buff, and the wife is only 5'2", and she towered over him. He looked like a little munchkin down there. And then we were in Thailand, and we used to go out to the big kickboxing clubs where they'd have rings set up everywhere, and mostly they were just dudes, these bad dudes. But sometimes there were some chicks, and sometimes there were midgets. And we would go vote on the midget kickboxing. And I have to be honest, they were better than I thought, given the length of arms and legs and how critical that seems to be when it comes to Muay Thai. Dude, you would not want to square up. You would not want to meet one of those guys in a dark alley and meet, you know, face to waist. You would not want to be there with them. I'm serious. Anyway, we have more. We have a lot more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Over half of Americans have faced online hate, a survey finds. Okay. Pull up a chair. We have to have a talk. This is a serious talk, and I really mean this. It's time to have a chat. I am not dismissive of people's emotions. I take that back. I am oftentimes very dismissive of people's emotions, but I understand emotions are real, and I understand that words do wound people emotionally. And I am aware of this. I am aware that there have been terrible cases of suicides and things like that because of online bullying and mean things some people said to other people online. I am aware of that. However, online hate, come on. If you're ever in a situation where you are facing some online hate that makes you uncomfortable, did you know that I have an ironclad solution to make it stop? I will fix any online hate problems you have. You're about to have this on a Wednesday night on the Jesse Kelly Show. You ready for this? You ready? Foolproof. It works 100% of the time. You ready? Here's what you have to do. You ready for this? You know what that was? That was the sound of my phone dropping. You see, the only thing that's online is the cell phone in my hands. So if things are getting uncomfortable online, and I fully admit they may get uncomfortable for you online, especially if you're an aggressive anti-communist, you can stop all of it by just going like that. Boom. Foolproof. It's all gone. How about that? Hunter Biden settles with baby mama over child support payments. So here's what happened. I'm going to be careful. Hunter Biden had a woman, an Arkansas woman. She was a dancer, not ballet, different kind, more late night, more of a late night dancer. Hunter Biden ends up striking up a relationship of some kind with her. I don't really know. I don't have any idea how close they were. I would imagine not super close, but who knows? He strikes up a relationship with her. She gets pregnant. She has a baby. That is Hunter Biden's baby. It is Hunter Biden's baby. It is Joe Biden's grandbaby. She's a baby girl. I've seen her. She's adorable. They have pictures of her out there. Adorable. And Hunter Biden didn't want to pay the child support he was supposed to pay. He was supposed to pay $20,000 a month. He was very concerned, and so was Joe Biden, about this trial. Why were they concerned about just a civil trial? Didn't make any sense. It was a trial you never heard about, right? You hear about all Donald Trump's trials. You never hear about the Hunter Biden ones. Why was he concerned about that? Because this was a civil case, and it was a civil case where they were going to go through Hunter Biden's finances with a fine-tooth comb. And in a civil case, unlike a criminal case, you are not allowed to plead the fifth. You're not allowed to get up and say, I refuse to answer. In a civil case, you must answer. This was going to open the books on the Biden crime family's corruption. And as of, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, this looked like it was going to be an inevitability. And let me tell you, that's not easy to say an inevitability. What, Chris? It's not easy to say that like I just did, but when you're a wordsmith, you can form anything. Anyway, miraculously, they settled. He no longer has to pay $20,000 a month in child support. He now just has to pay $5,000 a month in child support. Also, she is not allowed to use the Biden family name. That was a stipulation of it. So in case you're wondering just how evil the people are who sit in the White House, the President of the United States of America has multiple times on camera pretended like his granddaughter does not exist. To this day, he goes around telling people that he has six grandchildren when in fact he has seven. And now this little girl who will obviously never see her father and never see her grandfather, this little girl, well, she's now permanently not even allowed to use the name. Just a little reminder of the people who live in the White House. Jesse, two things. Or this one says, hello, my anti-communist mentor. Two things. Didn't Chris Christie recommend Christopher Wray to Trump for an FBI position? Yes, of course he did. Two, what if Heavy D came up with a slogan like MAGA with a commie trick to it like MAFA, make America fascist free again? How could Antifa vote against that? Thanks, Jesse. And her name is Angela. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Listen, here's why Make America Great Again worked so well for Trump. Trump is a branding specialist. He's really, really good at it. It's what he's done his entire career. Trump golf courses and Trump buildings and Trump Tower and Trump this and Trump that. And he's really, really, really good at branding. I don't think that's probably Heavy D's specialty at all. And if you tried to come up with a slogan like that, you would be mocked relentlessly, relentlessly for looking like you're just trying to copy Donald Trump. It would come off really bad. By the way, stop drinking water. You're hurting the planet.
Humans' thirst for groundwater has sucked so much liquid from the subsurface reserves that it's affecting the Earth's tilt. A new study says the extraction of groundwater over more than a decade has tipped the planet's axis by nearly 2 inches, or about 4 centimeters per year. One of the scientists behind the study says the Earth's rotational pole actually does change quite a lot, but climate-related causes, especially the redistribution of groundwater, have the largest impact.
So you are not supposed to eat meat. You're not supposed to drive. You're not supposed to turn your thermostat down or use any power at all. You're not supposed to drink water. Man, and there's this guy on the radio who calls these people genocidal. He sure sounds like a nutball, but at the same time, these people sure sound like they kind of just want everybody to die. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not allowed to drink. You do want me to take a therapeutic you only tested on rats. If I wasn't so gullible, I would think that maybe you had bad plans for me and the things I like. No, not at all. I'm sure everything's fine.
I've long said, and I mean this, I was on the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I've spoken with him more than any other head of state because it started when I was vice president. President Hu was the president. And he was the vice president. We knew he was going to be successful.
Oh, I can't do it anymore. Dear symmetrical oracle, if you could dissolve the Republican Party and create a new party to take its place, what would you name it and what would the mascot be? All right. The name is obviously going to be the Anti-Communist Party. The mascot, it's going to be something a little bit different. It's going to be a warrior of some kind, an ancient warrior of some kind, only not with a sword or a spear or anything like that. The warrior is instead going to have a warhammer. He's going to have a warhammer. And did you know why they used warhammers, Chris, and maces and things like that? Why would you ever opt for a blunt thing instead of a sharp thing? Because they did. Did you know why they did that, Chris? Did you know why? Michael? You went to college. Do you know why they use blunt things instead of sharp things sometimes? No, Michael, it's not because it's... No, Michael, that wasn't it. That wasn't it at all. I'll tell you what. I will tell everyone why in just a moment because clearly these two are not going to get it. And then we'll get headlines I didn't get to and other things. But first, let's get to preborn. Let's save a life. Let's talk about something really quickly. Do you know that I get emails from you after you've given a preborn, and they're about the emails preborn sends to you. Did you know that you're going to get stories? That you're going to find out about the work you do when you support preborn? That you're going to find out about the people now who walk the planet because you chose to give $28 and allow that young woman to have a free ultrasound? That's work that you've done. I had people coming up with tears in their eyes during the book tour because of these emails. This is what you've done. It's a blessed thing to do, man. $28, even if you can only give it one time. preborn.com/Jesse. Go save a life tonight. Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we'll be right back here tomorrow to do it again, and then we'll be back the next day to do it again, and then we got Independence Day and stuff like that. But still, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Finish up my story before I get to headlines I didn't get to, maybe another email or two or something like that. Why do they have blunt instruments at all? Because why do I want the new anti-communist party to be the picture of a warrior with a warhammer? But why is a warhammer a thing that existed? Why is a mace something that existed? Well, remember, whenever you see any kind of military technology, anything, whatever it is, whether it be armor or weapons, it's almost always a product of what was available to them, what was available around them, of the kind of enemy they fought against and weapons they fought against, the kind of armor they fought against. You're going to build your army to take on what you're used to. Why did the Mongols have horse archers? Well, the Asian steppe is a big place, and honestly, it was mostly for hunting reasons. They turned into great warriors, but you're not going to hunt things down on foot. You got to ride things down on horseback and shoot it with a bow and arrow. They turned into incredible horse archers. So why the blunt instruments? Knights, we all know what knights are. We all can picture a knight in our head. For the longest time, knights would have chain mail. You've seen it, like the it looks like a shirt and gloves, only it's metal things that are tied together, metal chains, like a metal shirt. It's essentially what it looks like, chainmail. Eventually, and knights went back and forth on this, I should note, but eventually knights started getting bigger, better, and heavier armor. And now I want you to picture the knight that you had originally pictured, the knight that just looks like a big suit of armor. He's head to toe frigging armor. It's on his elbows. It's on his hands. He's got that helmet with the little slot in it. And that's a problem if you've got a sword, especially if you're used to the old way of combat where you're trying to slash somebody with your sword. If someone's wearing that, where exactly are you planning on slashing them that you're going to stab them? It's just going to bounce off the metal. It's not going to do anything. So they made some adjustments. One of those adjustments were they actually made the swords a little smaller with kind of a needle point on the end designed to find the cracks in that armor and stab, more of a stabbing than slashing. And the other part is they decided to drift more, if you took on heavily armored knights, to blunt things like a mace, like a warhammer. Why? How gruesome is this? Because you couldn't stab them, couldn't slash them. So the idea was you take your warhammer and you simply try to bash them, and wherever you bash them, it would break the bones underneath the armor. There. It's about bone bashing. That makes everybody feel good, right? I thought that was a nice lighthearted way to end the show. And now you know that's why. That's the mascot of the anti-communist manifesto. It's just about bone bashing. What, Chris? Why not just the mace? What do you mean, why not just the mace? You mean the mascot is only a mace or only a warhammer? Crap, that's a really good idea. No, Chris, no. It has to be a warrior there too. You know why? Because I came up with the first one and you came up with the second one. And I reject any and all ideas that are not my own. That way I can take full credit for everything at all times. That's leadership. What, Chris? I will just steal it, of course. We have a new mascot idea. It's just going to be the mace. That'll be better, and that'll be cleaner. You know what else is cleaner? My house. No, it's not because the wife has been working extra hard lately. My house is cleaner because Fred doesn't have digestive problems after every time he eats anymore. He doesn't have those problems because we give him rough greens with every single meal. a natural nutritional supplement that has made my dog healthier. He also doesn't get ear infections anymore. He used to get ear infections all the time. Amazing the differences you will see in your dog when you start giving them nutrition for the first time ever. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags. All you have to do is go to roughgreens.com/Jesse to get yours. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Seriously, you will see a difference in your dog. Go.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Ford to cut 1,000 jobs and lose $3 billion over electric car investments. Aw, that's too bad. Garland to testify before the House panel as GOP ramps up scrutiny of probes. I think there's a chance Garland's going to get impeached before Joe Biden does. States consider charging residents taxes by the mile instead of the gallon. Just a heads up to you that this is not a potential. This is something that is coming for your blue state. They are going to try to run you out of your car. They're going to shut down gas stations. They're going to stop and are stopping auto manufacturing. They're going to charge you by the mile. Again, it's not where your blue state is. I know it's still livable now. I know you're still getting by in California now. You enjoy upstate New York now. It's where you're going. Flightmare stretches into its fifth day as more than 1,200 flights are canceled. It's really weird about how selfish I am. I only ever care about flights being canceled when it personally affects me. When I'm not flying, I kind of just shrug my shoulders and say no big deal. But I will also say this, flight delays, I realize they're an inconvenience. They're also not the end of the world. You're trapped in an airport surrounded by food. You're surrounded by food and books. And if you want, if you're a drinker, you can go have a cocktail, but food and books, that's basically what my home is. It's food and books. So when you tell me my flight's delayed for an hour or two, I'm going to go grab a book and I'm going to get some chicken strips and it's going to be just fine. And I'm going to see you tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.